Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Veni, vidi, Roberta Vinci. The unseated Italian was absolutely true to her name. She stunned both herself and the tennis world just a little while ago with a victory over number one ranked Serena Williams. Vinci won in three sets, 2-6, 6-4, 6-4, ending Williams' quest for a U.S. Open championship and a calendar year Grand Slam in a history-making U.S. Open semifinal. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Goldman. He's in New York. Tom, the audience there seemed almost stunned into silence and in shock. Were you?
Meghna, I'm only talking to you because I'm a radio professional, because I am absolutely speechless, although I will try and talk. Yeah, I was stunned. It was fascinating over the course of two-plus hours how things started out when Serena won the first set 6-2. I would say there was kind of boredom and kind of like people were figuring out what they were going to do with the rest of their afternoon, look forward to the final. Then Vinci just didn't go away. She won the second set, and then in the third set, it was unbelievable. The mood had changed completely. There was palpable tension in the stands. I think there was palpable tension in Serena's right arm at times. And that was it. And the unbelievable happened. The unseated Roberta Vinci, as you said, she slayed the dragon, the queen, whatever you want to call her. I think I heard it was 300-1 odds that she would win, and she did that.
That's right. I'm sorry, Tom. I was just going to say that we saw Vinci's press conference afterwards, and she basically said that she didn't think she'd win herself, but her goal was to simply just keep the ball in play and run. So how much of this is Vinci just not giving up, or Serena just losing her edge?
This was Vinci, and actually Serena, in a very brief press conference afterwards, said about Vinci, she played out of her mind, and she did. Serena had 40 unforced errors compared to 20 for Vinci, but a lot of those errors were caused by Vinci's play. She did everything. She mixed it up. I think once she realized that she could return Serena's serve, which is such a great weapon, and also deal with Serena's return of service and get the ball in play, get it deep, and then she would use her slice backhand to bring Serena in. She tried drop shots. She tried lob. She had Serena, she was pushing her all around the court, basically, which was stunning in itself. This unseeded player and Serena, you know, one of the greatest of all times. And she outplayed her. She really did.
You know, she seemed both incredibly proud of her victory and almost abashed. She apologized to the audience there at the court, saying, "Sorry, guys, sorry, but this is my day," and it absolutely is. So let's look forward to the final. We have now an all-Italian women's final tomorrow.
Well, I just want to add to that. She charmed everyone. For everyone who was upset that Serena lost, I think we got a new darling on the court. She said, "I'm sorry for America. I'm sorry for Serena. I'm sorry for the Grand Slam. But as you said, it's my day." And tomorrow, Saturday, will be Italy's day. As you say, it'll be an all-Italian final. Roberta Vinci will play 26 seed Flavia Panetta in the final. Who would have thunk it? And, I think there are going to be a lot of fans there because I think both these women have gained a lot of admiration with what they did today.
Tom Goldman is NPR sports correspondent speaking to us from New York about Roberta Vinci's victory over Serena Williams at the U.S. Open. Tom, thanks so much.
You bet.